Our next public hearing was subdivision 2009-10 HP Layton Partnership. And Mr. Burton, are you, want to entertain any discussion or?
I'd like to hear from the fellow commissioners on how they feel about sending this application to back to plus. It seemed to be the dominant conversation.
All right.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll jump in. I certainly have concerns about, this particular site from an environmental standpoint. It was disappointing to me that in the TAC comments, there was not any response from DNREC pertaining to this property. I know that some state agencies have been out to see the site and have expressed an interest in seeing it further. And I think that if, given the special circumstances that we have before us this evening, that it would certainly be an appropriate request.
All right then, Mr. Smith.
I believe I heard Mr. Fuqua mention that the applicant would cooperate not only with a request to go to PLUS, but also to have some documentation or a visitation by, I believe, the historic people for within a respect of the private property rights, but did indicate that they would welcome a visit and a review by the PLUS.
All right then. Ross.
I concur with the my fellow commissioners. I think it's probably a good idea that we review this. And Mr. Burton, I also have concerns about the filling of these areas and building homes on top of them. It appears to me, looking at the site plan that was presented, a couple copies that we did have, that a significant portion of several of these lots are going to be filled. I just don't see how, and it's not a little bit of fill, it's 10 or 12 feet of fill. And it looks to me like there's at least some foundation issues under that clay, and I'm concerned about having these lots in these areas that are going to have fill. So in addition to, I agree, concur with the comments already made, and would just like to add that to that.
All right, sir. Well, gentlemen, in my view, it's a challenging site, to say the least. I think sending it through PLUS is important. I also want to suggest that we do something a little bit differently, maybe. Our typical MO has been to defer, leaving the record open to receive comments and allowing folks to respond and so on. I would like you to consider actually reconvening the public hearing to allow for public testimony to be given, limited to the PLUS comments. Once the comments are received, I would like to see us reconvene a public hearing. It'll be published, advertised, whatever is appropriate. And give everyone the opportunity to respond to that.
Both of Rodney's and Marty's will be addressed in that PLUS comment, correct?
I suspect that it will. This is going to be my job that evening, is to make sure that the comments and the discussion is limited to PLUS. It's certainly possible that some agency will comment on those things. I don't think we would be prevented from revisiting those items when we refer back to this application again after that hearing has been closed, because we're considering the application in total, which would encompass everything from both hearings. So I'm thinking that it's likely that there will be comments from PLUS that would allow those issues to be addressed. If not, they can at least be discussed later on. So I think we'd be okay.
Okay.
What would trigger that, Mr. Chairman? I mean, typically we have PLUS comments, then the applicant's response, and then we go back and forth as they parry with each other. What would be the final trigger to say we're ready to have that additional?
Typically, I think we have the PLUS comments, the response, and then the response to the response. And I think that might be the point at which we would reconvene. But council, I'll take some guidance from you on this.
Yeah, I think that's true as far as when we reconvene. I just wanted to talk through this for the commission's benefit. In the past, you know, there's been deferrals on these so that, you know, the written comments could be submitted. But in that case, there had already been the initial plus document or somebody's reply. We were waiting for some just final event. Here, we don't even have the initial. Really, the way to do it that's fair to the applicant and that's fair to the public would be to table it at this point to allow it to go to plus and complete the process that Mr. Wheatley said, and then put it back on a commission's agenda for continued public hearing. The process would be it'd be lifted from the table at that point, and the hearing would continue for the plus documents.
Okay, so it's a tabling, it's not a closing.
I'm sorry, what?
Tabling, not a closing?
No, it's just it's tabled. So the hearing's okay. Just temporarily suspended until it would come back after the plus information.
We would have to re-advertise and resend notices.
Yeah, I think that's the safest way to do it.
I think so, but I think it might be a little cumbersome, but I think everybody's interests on both sides are going to be protected if we take that approach.
And it's only for discussion of the response from the plus.
The plus, or the response, the and the response to the response.
I mean, it's based on what the conversation is.
Correct.
Are we hearing from the public on that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It'll be a hearing just like we had tonight.
Okay.
But it'll be conducted in the same manner that we had
tonight. Applicant goes to the plus. Plus responds. The applicant responds back to plus.
Right.
And then plus give the final response. And then we hold a public hearing.
Right. Yes.
What if the applicant decides not to go to plus?
The applicant does. If the applicant decides not to go to plus,
well, would
it's dead because we're sending it to plus. It is not something that we have done very often, but I think our authority to do that is clear.
And are we going to require a state historical survey as well?
Sorry, require a
the state historical. Planning office to
they're in the plus process. Plus, they've done a little bit of initial review. We just give them a chance to
Virtually everybody gets notified. I strongly suspect that someone is going to respond to your concern. I would think somebody's going to at least mention that, and I'm quite confident it's going to be on the table. So.
I bet they dress for chiggers too next time.
Go when it's cold, baby.
Well, that could be.
Rodney?
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I want to follow up with a point that I believe Mr. Lang tried to bring out. What about if we find that there are certain of these half acre lots that are indeed in this conservation zone? I believe that's. Mr. Lang, don't let me speak for you, but you were trying to bring out that some of them may have to be revised.
Yeah, and the applicant or representative of the applicant said they could revise if it was necessary once they go and look at it themselves. So.
Yeah, that goes to the final decision and conditions.
It may reduce the number or may require a tweak. So be taken care of.
That's a code issue, so that's black or white. I mean,
either is or it isn't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so. Okay. All that having been said, Mr. Burton,
do you think
you can put that in the form of a motion?
I can.
Right.
Thank you for the input, though. Given that this is one of the most unique subdivision applications that I can recall, given the location, the topography, the concerns by the Nature Conservancy, its history, and for other reasons that had come up during the hearing. For this reason and the fact that the applicant offered that he would send it to PLUS, I would like this application to go to PLUS for review and comment. So I move that we table this hearing and application on subdivision 2009-10 for HP Layton Partnership to go through the PLUS process. Once that process, including all responses, is complete, the application shall be placed back on the agenda for a regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission to continue the public hearing for the limited purposes of addressing the plus information.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to table subdivision 2009-10 HP Layton Partnership until such time as the plus comments have been received, responded to, and the response responded to, at which time the public hearing will be reconvened. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.